So we're going to call this meeting, the order is an abbreviated board meeting. We're glad that all of you are here to participate and to see what goes on the state level. So I'm going to call the meeting to order, and I'm going to ask that the board of directors signify if they're here so that we can conduct this meeting. All right, so I'm the president, Ron Brown. Pam Schnurr, first vice president. Second vice president. Yeah. Lee Martin's here, second vice. Treasurer.
Micah Ball.
Okay, and secretary. Is the coming. Secretary here?
She's coming. I don't know that she's here yet.
No. Oh.
Okay. And let's go with board member Tammy.
I'm here, Tammy
Hollingsworth. And she's the chair of this convention. Let's give Tammy a hand for all the stuff she's done. So who else am I leaving out? Let's see. We got all the board members and Corey. Yeah, my man Corey, he's on the board now. Corey, and who else? Do we have anybody? Florence Myers McSwine. Thank you, Florence. Yeah. So let the record reflect that we have a quorum to conduct this business. This is the 65th anniversary of the National Federation of the Blind of Indiana. Woo! 65 years ago, we were doing this business. Quick trivia question. Where was the first National Federation of the Blind convention held? Anybody know? Where? In jail? What? Oh, I thought she said in jail.
You're right.
Do you know the name? Anybody?
Indiana.
Pam just said it, but did you know that none of you all heard her? But did who? I don't want her to answer. Anybody else know? Yes, in Indiana, the state convention of the National Federation of the Blind. It was held in 1954, but where? All right, Corey White. Corey. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Him. Crazy. Anyway, yes. So it was held in Kokomo, Indiana. All right. We're going to hear now from the. She's not here yet.
Whatever.
Is she?
She's coming. She's not
coming into the door. Let's twist things around a little bit. Then let's hear from our treasurer. Let's hear from the treasurer's report.
Why?
Micah? Okay.
There's no point in me being up there. Okay.
Yeah. They're bringing you one down.
I'll take it.
There you go. Good job.
I got it. Okay. I'm going to give you guys a very abbreviated treasurer's report. There'll be a more detailed financial report that's presented on Sunday morning. So currently right now, our general account, we manage two accounts. We have our general account and the Newsline account. The current balance for the general account is $6,844.53. 6844.53. And the Newsline account balance is $3,900.31. That's my report.
All right. I hear a second from the board. From a motion. I hear a motion. It's been moved and seconded that we accept the treasurer's report as read. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Thank you, Micah. And we'll get a more detailed report on Sunday at our business meeting.
Yeah, I'm going to hit you with a lot of numbers, so I thought I'd spare you this evening.
Barb, are you ready?
One more second.
All right, one more second. Let's see if I can think of some more trivia then. Yes, absolutely can.
That always fills time. Hi, everybody. How are you? Are you having fun?
Yeah.
Come on. Are you having fun?
I am.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm trying. Okay, so a couple of things. First of all, following this meeting, there will be entertainment, music, and music and, what is it, tunes and trivia in here. So stick around. You can create a team and fight it out for the most awesome trivia people. And there will be snacks, which makes it always fun. So please come help us devour those brownies and cookies and other things. And I wanted to give you guys a little bit of information. At the restaurant, which is on the other side of the hotel, when it is kind of a trek, I'm sorry. When you go up to the restaurant, there's a set of stairs that goes up, but there's also a wheelie ramp that goes up. And I want you to be aware that when you hit the turn on that wheelie ramp, there is a set of steps that are right there, literally not 2 feet from that turn. So when you turn on the wheelie ramp, be sure to stay at the rail, okay? That's just for safety, letting everybody know that. I don't think there's any steps anywhere else that you have to contend with, but I wanted to make everyone aware of those. Also, if you are planning to trick-or-treat, if you're planning to give candy to the trick-or-treaters or trick-or-treat yourself, please let us know. We tried to catch you at registration, but I know some of you may not have registered yet. So please let us know. If you need candy for the trick-or-treating and you want to be able to purchase that, let us know because we may be able to put together a ride there, something like that. We'll figure that out. Let's see. I think that's the main things for now. I hope everybody's having a good time. And if you did not register today, there will be registration outside these rooms tomorrow morning. There were, oh my gosh, I counted it. What was it? Well, let me put it like this. I have 62 banquet tickets, and they're all sold, unless a few people don't show up. And we did have a few extras, so I think the count as of expected registrants, which doesn't even count who might walk in tomorrow, is about 68, which is pretty good for this year. Yeah.
Excellent. All right.
I'm ready.
I want to let everybody know that, I want to let Finn know and everybody else that this board meeting is being streamed. So I want to say hi to our streaming audience who are listening. And so everybody smile for the camera because it's on you right now. So,
which way?
Kathy Jackson here.
Yes, I am.
Kathy, okay. Kathy, I want you to stand up, and I want you to, Barb, can you get Kathy a mic? I want Kathy to say hi to everybody. And I got an announcement to make, too, about Miss Jackson over there. So, Kathy, say hi to the audience for us.
Hello, everyone. Hello.
Kathy is the state president of Kentucky, and she's with us. She was one of the national board reps for many, many years. So give Kathy a hand for being here at our convention. I want to take this opportunity to say that Kathy's birthday is today. And she decided to spend her birthday with us. So, we're getting ready to sing happy birthday, and a one, and a two, and a three, go!
Happy birthday to you,
happy birthday to you,
happy birthday dear Kathy,
happy
birthday to you,
happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you.
Excellent. Crazy. Now we will hear from our secretary and her report. Barb?
Okay. Let me see. We discussed the passing of Tammy Jones in late July. She was definitely a big part of the NFB, and we discussed that. The treasury rebalance was $9,786.01. We discussed the convention, which would be held 25th through the 27th at the Ramada Inn in Fort Wayne. We asked people to bring door prizes to the convention. We asked that you call the hotel directly to make reservations, but I think we already did that, or most of us have. let's see. The Fort Wayne chapter has been growing and progressing, and they are the ones who are hosting us. For the committee reports, I have the scholarship. There are several applicants. The number attending the convention is yet to be determined. The affiliate has more shot glasses and coasters that will be available at the state convention. Sponsorships have been secured. We talked about potential sponsor information should be passed along to Gene Brown. The Newsline account was at $8,545.02. The program is offering an incentive for members. The incentive were 4 new subscribers, 1 free banquet ticket, 8 new subscribers, 1 free night in the hotel.
Hold on, Finley. Hang on.
Chapter development work is being done to start new chapters and strengthen existing chapters. Strategies for locating new people and addressing geographical barriers were discussed. Membership, that committee, the new membership tracking process was discussed. Chapter president should send new members information of Florence Myers McSwine so that she can order packets and membership coins. Legislation, Andre Carson signed onto the Transformation to Competitive Employment Act, Republican Wislowski. These are new words for me. Has signed on as well. Several announcements. And family news were shared. The meeting was adjourned at 3:10 p.m.
All right. With one amendment that Peter Wislowski is a Democrat, but you know, just have to put that in for the record. But so we make sure that that's correct. He probably wouldn't want it to go down in the minutes that he's a Republican, but yeah. Nevertheless, with that amendment, anybody else? It's been moved and seconded that we accept the secretary's report as amended. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, good. All right. So this is our 65th. I'm going to give Finley the mic, you know, and let him run the meeting, you know. He's got a lot to say. So... what we're going to do, this is our 65th anniversary state convention. And so what we want to do is thank our sponsors, for one, Bosma Enterprises for the Blind. And we would like to thank Newsline for the Blind for their participation in the incentive program. We also want to thank all the vendors that have given up their time, their money, and their efforts to help put on this convention. So let's give all our sponsors a hand. Up next, we have the Washington Seminar. Now, at this board meeting, we generally talk about the Washington Seminar and pass or make a motion to have monies allocated for Washington Seminar. The 2020's Washington Seminar will be held February 10th through the 14th, if I'm not mistaken. 10th through the 14th. And so with that, we customarily make a motion to pay for a girl room and a guy room. Now, the rooms at the Washington Seminar are very expensive. And, of course, you guys heard our treasurer report. And, you know, I'd like to tell people we're short on funds, but we're long on commitment. And so a lot of times we have to step up and get these things done because we believe in the organization, right? Right. So now, having said that, we have 2 rooms, and we generally stay from Monday, which is the 10th, through that Wednesday, which is the 14th, 13th, 12th, something like that. So anyway, we, the 12th, because it's down on the 14th, but Thursday. But we generally stay through that Wednesday. And so we generally try to make our appointments from Tuesday and no later than Wednesday by the time everybody can get their flights out. If we have to stay an extra day, which sometimes we do, and in the previous years we've had to stay an extra day. So if that happens, then we'll take care of that. I would like to entertain or hear a motion from one of the board members or any questions, comments from the state board about the Washington seminar. I want to make a motion that we pay for these rooms, or should we just not go?
Okay. I'll make a motion that we pay for, two nights. Mm-hmm. One for a guy room, one for a girl room, if possible. And so there you go.
Motion has been made. Is there a second?
I second.
It's been seconded by Lee, Corey, and Florence. So, and Tammy. All right. And Micah. All right.
Oh, me too.
So, and Barb. We got a general consensus of the board to second this motion that we go to Washington. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. So we will be going to Washington. I am open to entertaining comments, questions from the audience about going to Washington. Maybe we might need a third room. I don't know. But if we do, I'm interested in entertaining from the divisions, from the members at large, from anybody that would like to help out in our Washington seminar efforts. Is Joe Higdon in the room?
Barb put him
in. Finn's going to buy him. Okay, Finn, great.
Yeah.
Finn, we're dipping into your trust fund, fam. Finn. And,
oh, that's funny. First, I appreciate everybody's indulgence. We raise him young here. He's 15 months old, so he's trying real hard to participate. So, anyway, I sold a mic on behalf of the Indianapolis chapter. We would like to pay for one room night in Washington seminar, one room night from the Indy chapter.
Excellent. Thank you, Micah. Is there anyone else that would like to step up and see us do good things on the Hill?
Joey Higdon in the room.
Huh?
Joey Higdon in the room. If not, Merchants Division will pay for two nights.
All right. Merchants Division has stepped up to pay for two nights. Thank you, Merchants.
Yeah. Sorry, Joey.
Without the president. That's thank right. you, Merchants. Is there my cane? Oh. All right. So Merchants has stepped up to pay for two nights. Indianapolis chapter is paying for one night. So if we combine those nights, that'll give us another full night room for some more people. See, okay, and I want to let you guys know this. Washington Seminar is not just for us sitting on this stage. It's for all of you sitting out in the audience. Whoever wants to go and step up and do advocacy work, legislative work on the Hill, you guys can say, yes, I want to go, put me down for staying in one of those rooms. That's what we do. We just don't pick those rooms and pay for them for us. We want you guys to participate in the audience. We want all of you to go, to get experience in Washington. If you like talking to politicians, if you like bringing our message forward, please feel free to step up and go. All right, Chico, that's my man. Yeah. All right, anybody else? Any other division or person? Huh? Question,
so
yeah.
You need to find your own way to Washington, but there will be a room allocated for you. Is that what I understand?
That is exactly right. If you know, we if you got a sponsor that will sponsor your way there, a lot of times, Leroy, the flight is cheaper than the rooms. I mean, we stay in the rooms, and they're $220, $225, and maybe more than that this year, a night. So that's why we try to at least get the rooms and we try to pile people in them because, you know, that's what we do in the Federation. We're close. We're a family. And so if you don't want to be that close, you know, then you can get your own room. But, you know, for the most part.
So, Mr. President.
Yes, Lee Martin.
In the past, it's been a question as to how many people actually going to stay in one room of, you know, for the occupancy. And then also another question is service animals in the room. That's another body. So how are we handling that?
So here's what we do. Excuse me. What we do is that how many bodies depends on how many people want to step up and go. If those people say, Ron, I need space in one of those rooms, I make space available. And so that space can be with one person, or that space can be with two more people, a rollaway even in the room. So if somebody steps up and says, I have a guide dog, but I still want to go, and it could be a guy or girl, and so if they step up before anybody else says they want to go, guess what? We're putting that person in the room with the guide dog. Now, if somebody says, I can't stay with a dog, I'm allergic to dogs, I don't like pets, dogs have teeth, you know, all that craziness, then what we can do is try to get somebody that has a guide dog that may want to stay in that room. But, you know, we try to mix and match. I don't do it based on who you are. I do it based on whoever speaks up and says, I want to go to Washington and I need space available.
Question? How long, just so that we make sure that we can commit and do it adequately, when we commit and not be able to follow through, mm-hmm. How long is a reasonable amount of time allocated for me to be able to commit?
Yeah, that's a good question. Generally, the Washington seminar is the 10th of February next year. So I would say probably around January 15th, I would need to know, because I want to give you ample time to get a reasonable airline ticket. And reasonable meaning that, that ain't even reasonable. So here's what I'll do. January 10th, I would say. Because then from the 10th through the 10th of February, that's a month. And it's 21 days to book a good flight, cheap flight. So I figure from the 10th of January to the 10th of February, at least by the 10th of January, everybody should know whether or not they're going or not. And so I can put that out there today at this meeting that by the 10th of January, I would need to know if you're going to go or not. That way you have ample time to get an airline reservation, a good one, at a reasonable price. Any other questions? Any other questions about Washington Seminar? All right. We'll move on. All right. If you have a desire to go and you think you can work it out in your schedule, just let me know and we'll put you down for space in the room. Okay? All right. So before we do the committee meetings, I would like to introduce you guys to our national rep this weekend. Our national rep is from the great state of Oregon. She serves on the national board with me. She's the state president of Oregon. And to say a few words and to say some hi's to all of you, here is Carla McQuillan.
Much more pleasant circumstances than the last
Yeah. All right, let's give her a hand. Carla's going to be with us all weekend. You'll hear more from her tomorrow and definitely at the banquet. So you guys are in for a treat. All right, up next is our committee reports, and they're going to be abbreviated and brief. And so let me see. How about first up, Diane Graves in the room, scholarships? All right, Di, get Di a mic there, and let's hear who we got, Di.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, scholarship. We have five scholarship candidates this year, and with the president's permission, I'm going to give them each a chance to introduce themselves just real briefly. One announcement that I wanted to make is we're going to adjust our schedule here a little bit because I didn't get a chance to meet with my opportunity, to meet with my committee before the board meeting because of the way dinner worked out. So I'm going to have the scholarship applicants come to my room for their interview, room 152, at 8:30, as opposed to 8 o'clock. So, let's see. We have Tisha Riggleman. Is she in the room?
All right, Tisha.
Do you want me to stand up?
No. Oh.
Okay. I'm Tisha Riggleman from Kokomo, Indiana.
Outer.
I'm Tisha Riggleman from Kokomo, Indiana. I'm going to IUK of Kokomo. That's Indiana University of Kokomo. I'm studying political science to become a lawyer, an ADA lawyer. So
excellent. Marie Villanetta. All right.
I'm Marie Villanetta. I'm 17 years old and a freshman at Indiana University in Bloomington. I'm majoring in social work and hope to work with kids with autism.
My name is Mitchell Bridwell. I am from Pittsboro, Indiana, and I am going to Purdue University as a freshman in computer science.
Excellent. I'm Alex Parmalee. I'm from Fort Wayne, Indiana, and I am a senior at University of St. Francis for nutrition and dietetics.
Thank you. Can everyone hear me? All right, perfect. All right. Jack Filatek. I am a freshman at Ball State University, and I'm studying computer information systems. In hopes of doing something in the assistive technology field. And I'm already a web designer for freelance work, so. Thank you.
All right. Yes, I see. But good luck to the scholarship committee, and let's give them all a hand for being here. Thank you, guys. Yeah. All right. Up next, we're going to have, let's see, how about, let's go, is Gene Brown in the room for fundraising report? Not here. Okay. All right.
Where you at, Gene?
Yeah, Barb has the mic.
Oh, so. Thanks. Okay, for fundraising, fundraising for this year has really, really been slow. But we did take to the national convention our stone coasters that say NFB, live the life you want, in Vegas.
Yeah.
So all of you who did not go to Vegas or who just want to give a nice gift to someone, our stone coasters are for sale. You can get them at the price of two for $10. I'm sorry, wrong price. Two for $15.
Yeah.
You like the other price better?
Shot glass.
Well, we're saving you $5 because we were selling them for $10 a piece.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so,
yeah.
And the shot glasses are two for $8. So we have those, and they are also engraved in gold writing. NFB, the top line, second line, live the life you want, in quotes. And the bottom line says, in Vegas. So hope that you all will buy them. Think of people that you want to give them to. And I don't think that next year's fundraising is going to be as complicated as it was this year at the convention.
Good.
Because we are not taking items. Whatever we do will definitely be dealing with cash. So I do want you all to know, though, that this is not the year that we are having the Labor of Love Ball. It's a it's going to be taking place next year, and I am hoping that some of you are going to be available to work on that. The Labor of Love Ball is probably the largest event that we have for the year to raise money for the Federation. So I expect all of you to pitch in, find sponsors, find items that we can auction, and that you are planning to attend. Find your best attire and be there or be square. Thank you.
All right. Before you go, I need you to talk about our fundraiser here this year. Baskets. Anybody got any items or whatever? You got any questions?
Anyone who has items for the Indiana basket, the Indy chapter, I'm sorry. Please get those to me so that we can try and get it all together. Anyone who has items for the merchants division, please get that to me as well. And guys, actually, I said that's one of the biggest fundraising events that we have is the Labor of Love Ball. But actually, one of the largest events that we have is held right here at the state convention, where we do our progressive auction. Please make sure you get to the ATM. Bring lots and lots of cash. You know, just stuff your pockets, you know.
That'll be tomorrow night.
And remember that whatever you say, you will pay. Just keep that in mind. So as the bidding goes on through the night, just don't worry about how much money you're spending. Okay. Who cares?
I got a mic.
You know, just have yourselves a good time bidding. We'll be right there to pick up the cash. Thank you, guys. Love you.
All right. Let's go.
Okay. And to add to that, Mr. President.
Yes, sir.
The challenge was put out there by the Circle City chapter, and it still holds true. Our basket is already put together, and it's already ready to go.
Uh-oh.
So, and the staff here already knows about this great basket. So, the challenge is still there. Let's go have some fun. Let's raise a few bucks, and let's build the Federation.
Absolutely.
Oh, Frank. That's Frank Ricks from Fort Wayne. He's going to say something about his little bitty basket they got. I can guarantee you that.
He hadn't seen nothing yet because Fort Wayne's got the best basket that you've ever seen.
All right.
Or you ever will see. We got a lot of stuff in there for everybody, and you're going to love the Fort Wayne basket.
All right.
Mr. President.
Uh-oh.
Those guys think they got it. But
uh-oh.
The parents' division's got more fun in that basket than y'all know what to do with.
Oh, so. My goodness. All right. The challenge
is we're taking
made.
The gloves off.
You guys already know the merchants are going to beat all of you.
Well, our national rep, you got some money, national rep? Because Dr. Mowers took some home with us last year.
I mean, I can include a toddler if anybody says.
Indy got a toddler in the basket. Indy say they like to play. They got a toddler to prove it. Indy say they in for it to play. All right. So you guys know after the banquet, the challenge has been made. So we will see tomorrow night. Let's go with Finley's fired up about this.
He's ready to
get into the basket. Let's go with, let's see, Newsline report. What you got, Lee?
Okay, first of all, NRP Newsline would like to thank those that participated in the grant initiative for first-timers. We had individuals that signed up individuals for a Newsline, the first-timers, new subscribers for Newsline, and it was a great turnout. We did raise something like $300. I'm jumping off the top of my head. Altogether, it came to $510. So that supported about 14-15 new people that came to the convention. I'm sorry about that. But that's what it supported. And we want to thank those that went out and got new subscribers to support it. And we had two categories. We had a category for where you could send your funding, donate your fundings to. And that was one was for the individual member. That they had a category where they could donate the money to their banquet or to their room. And we had a category for the state affiliate to support new individuals that's coming to the convention. And I would like to report that every dollar went to the state so that we as a state could help first-timers come to the convention. All Nobody right. took it on their own. How many first-timers are here in this meeting right now? Can you stand? Can you clap or say your name or something?
Yeah, excellent.
Just shout out your name.
Jessica.
Leron Gordon.
All right, excellent. Frank Porter, congrats.
All right.
Tisha Riggleman, yeah.
Well, it was a great time for that, and I'm glad that you guys are here, and I hope that you take the National Federation back home with you, what we do here. and learn more about us by visiting nfb.org and learn more about us on Newsline. Now, those of you that are students, we welcome you, the scholarship winners, but we want you to see Florence Myers McSwine or myself, or so that you can get signed up for one of the services with NFB Newsline. And that is NFB Newsline, which is one of the programs of the National Federation of the Blind. So I guess we can make that a requirement that you sign up for NFB Newsline prior to receiving any consideration for scholarship. So see us. And then also afterwards, if a national rep, I would like to see you right after this, because we'd like to interview you if you'd have time, so that we can interview you so for the stream. And also President Brown. And we'll be getting around to everyone else that I've spoken with so that we can get your voice on the stream and talk about your divisions. So each of you that holds a division, we want your voice on the stream, because it'll be heard anywhere the stream is heard. So that's great. So that's it for right now, Brother President. We'll get more information tomorrow on the NFB Newsline.
Excellent. All right. So I have an announcement here that anybody that has door prizes, please bring them down in the morning so that we can give them away. Our door prize chair, Pam and Tony Schnurr, will be doing the door prizes in the morning. So please bring them down to the table so that everybody has an opportunity to get a door prize that's signed up and registered. How many do we have registered, Madam Chair, at this convention?
68, approximately. 68 expected. There's still some coming tomorrow, but I'm expecting about 68.
All right. All right. That's good for us, being out of the great city of Indianapolis and into Fort Wayne area. Let's hear it for the Fort Wayne chapter that hosted this convention this year. They're a brand new chapter. They're small but mighty. So we're going to look for great things out of those guys. Speaking of chapters, we're going to move on to the chapter development report. And, Tammy, do you have anything for Katie? I know Katie's not here.
You know, I can wing it.
All right, let's go.
Yeah. Okay. So we have really started a pretty active chapter development committee this year in Indiana. And we have some great members, Katie Shelton and Corey Wills and myself have been working on trying to shore up some of our current chapters as well as start new ones. And one of the things that the committee did start this year was help to get started was Fort Wayne. And so we're very excited to be here with them.
Yeah.
And we have other chapters that we're looking at. You know, we're looking at hopefully in the Muncie area. We have someone here for the first time extremely interested in starting a chapter in Lafayette.
So
hopefully you will see great things from the chapter development in the year to come. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, Corey?
Also, we are wanting to start a chapter in the Bloomington area.
Okay.
There was 5 or 6 people that came to the expo in September that wanted to start a chapter. So that's also on our agenda as well. Thank you.
Okay. Good job. All right. Am I missing any membership? Flo, what you got for us membership?
Okay.
Florence McSwine is our membership chair, and she's going to give us an update as to what's going on with new members and the applications and coins and all of that good stuff.
All right.
Let's go, Flo.
Okay. Now, for the membership, we're getting memberships in. A lot of the information that has been submitted to the Nationals have been members who have, previous members who were members at large, who had wanted to find out about the membership coins and what's going on. And so I've submitted those to the Nationals. As far as what the Nationals are doing right now, and they are having phone calls trying to get people interested in the Federation to join in on those calls. It seems, Mr. President, that mm-hmm. everything's going well. Everything's going well as far as membership coins. And as our membership grows in the state of Indiana, I'm sure that we'll be having more information upcoming.
Okay. And the applications, how do they go about once they say they want to join? Do you send them the application? Does the chapter president? How's that going to work?
Okay. Well, as it is right now, it seems that the information is being sent to me from the presidents mm-hmm. of the chapters.
Okay.
But you want to pose that question?
What's the question?
Okay.
Okay, question.
Okay. My question is, would it be easier for you if the chapter presidents were to send the information in and so that we could receive the information and the coins back to us so that it could flow a little bit easier maybe? Or, you know, what do you think about that question there?
So here's what, now some chapters do send some of their information in with their new, because you can't know every mm-hmm. new member that joins every chapter. So,
exactly.
But the chapter president does know. So they can send that information in as long as they get it back to you, Florence, that these members have joined, you know, even if they have to email you the list that they've sent in. I mean, we have to have a central person, a point person, if you will, that decide, you know, that lets us know as a state affiliate who the new members are, you know. And so you being that point person because you were appointed to chair membership. And so yeah. The chapter presidents, if they have a list of people, they need to send it in. But they also need to send you a list of those persons, I believe. Questions or comments from the board about that? Because one of the things that has to happen now is we have to have an idea of who's in our organization. So you being the point person, Flo, anybody?
Well, we made this database, and it's getting sent international, and I know that I helped a lot fill that all up. And sent it to Florence, and yeah. So from what I gather, that's our appointed person is to go through Florence. So
exactly.
Either the treasurer, which of a chapter that does takes dues and makes the list, and then that person sends that in to the state treasurer once a year. So that would also go to Flo. At least that's my understanding.
So that list we should go to Flo first.
Yeah.
And then
well.
She send it in?
Yes, that's my opinion.
Yeah. So Lee's question was, can the chapters just send it in, and then have each member? I mean,
Mr. President,
I'm open. Yeah.
I really think for just membership standpoint, membership knowledge for our state. I think it would be really helpful for that list to go to Florence.
Yes.
Because I think she can be our point of reference in the state. And if we have people who join, say, in an at-large chapter,
right.
And they're from an area that we're trying to develop or an area that is new, like Fort Wayne or whatever, we need to be able to funnel those people into the existing chapter in the area. And I think it needs to go both ways, really. I think national, we need to be reaching out to them and getting information too so that we can build our members. But I think definitely we need to pass that list to Florence so we can keep a running tally.
Yeah, that was my thought. If chapters want to send a list in, they can, but they definitely need to send that list to Florence because she has to have an idea of who's coming in and out. Let me ask our national rep, what do you think?
I think it makes sense to have a savvy mm-hmm. to make sure that nationals, all your lists and all the database, and then you have it, and we have it at the
Yes. All right. And Flo, that's how you've been getting it now, right? From the different chapter presidents, and then you send them in.
Okay.
And you have a running tally.
So I just want to just clarify what I'm hearing is that the presidents are sending their information in and also sending it to me so that I can also have, you know, to be able to run a tally and have the same information. So
database, Pam created that, remember?
Yes.
You got that?
Yes, I do.
And we have it on a spreadsheet, and so you can know and add and subtract from it or whatever?
Yes.
Okay.
Mr.
Okay.
President, what? Tammy.
Say it again, Pam.
It's Tammy.
Okay.
Tammy.
Tammy.
I just wanted to say that, just to clarify, I think it's good to have a representative from the chapter or division send that list because, I mean, a lot of times the treasurer is the one who keeps that list. So it might be the president or it might be the treasurer, but I think it needs to be sent from each, you know, chapter or division, whoever the representative is.
And then, the list, they send a list of to Florence.
Yeah, it is incumbent upon the president of a chapter to either appoint themselves the Senate or the treasurer, like Tammy was saying, since they collect the dues and everything. It's incumbent upon each one of you chapter presidents to get that list to flow. How about that?
Okay. Another question that I've seen on the chapter presidents' lists are created a lot of traffic. The question was about dues. We know that we can set dues at a certain price for each individual chapter, and you have to have it in your bylaws. And the question, the confusion seems to be with chapter presidents on the chapter listservs, is that the funds that go to there was one quote said the nationals do not receive any of the funds from the chapters or from the state. Now, we know that here in Indiana that we pay, let's say like the Circle City chapter, we pay $10 dues a year. $2 go to the state treasurer, $1 goes, and $1 to the nationals, and $1 stays to the state. Other states aren't doing that, or they're confused about it. And, Mr. President, I wish that for clarity that someone would take a look at those questions that's been on that chapter president's list, sir, because it's so varied in each state that it's confusing.
Yeah, we have not looked at that in a long time. Hold on. Frank?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's something that we might want to adopt as a state affiliate, or do we want to leave it up to each chapter? Because as far as I know, I don't know about other chapters, but we pay $5 a year for dues. And I think that's rather, well, it's rather easy to handle, $5 a year. So if I don't know, what does the state feel about this? What do we want to do, or do we want to take any action on this?
Here's what we do. Our state and in our state constitution says that a chapter can set their dues at what they want to set them for. I mean, if that's left up to the chapter to set their dues the amount they want to set them for. However, we have always followed the state's constitution in that what the constitution says. And this was said so far along, we have never looked at this, but our dollar, it was a dollar for that kept in the state's treasury, which is menial, and it was a dollar that goes to nationals. That's how long ago this has been looked at. Probably was written in the Constitution about
Mr. President.
1954.
Wow, it's changed because it was $2 to the state out of your dues. None of it went to nationals.
State,
No.
Hold on. Okay, what are you saying,
Pam? Carla wants the floor. I'll tell.
I want you to finish your
thought. I just said, as long as I've known it, it's been, no matter what chapter you are, you sent $2 to the state on January 1st. That was it. No other money going to National other than, you know, PAC plans, whatever you wanted to donate to National, but no.
Rebecca has a question.
Stop sending money to National.
It hasn't been that way for years.
Rebecca has a question.
Is it just for the board? I'm sorry. If it's
hold on. Carla first and then the rest of you guys. Carla.
Okay. So Ron is correct. This is a very, very old practice.
Yes, it is.
When actually even our national treasury did not have a lot of money.
Yeah.
It serves two purposes. The $2 which go to the state, and then the state used to require to send a dollar to national.
That's what the way it used to be.
And so National had an idea, and it was money in the treasury, however we did. Okay.
Yes.
In Oregon, I know, every chapter gives dollars per member to the state. We then have a record of our state members.
Yes.
So when we vote at state convention, we know exactly who can vote. And
yes.
This is not an issue unless you have a contested election. Having been reviewed, it's a really important thing.
Amen.
To know.
Yes. Right.
Members in the room voting. So from my perspective, we don't send any money to National for news anymore. It's too much paper for all of us.
All right.
We do require that our chapters, they all have the opportunity okay. to whatever level. Right. Our merchants are higher than any other chapter today. Right?
Absolutely. That's right.
Entirely, that is just my little sense and my understanding of the kind of
All right. So listen, Pam Schnur was our treasurer for about 30 years. So trust me, I'm tending to lean to what she's saying. If she remembers that as being so, she's been our exchequer for hundreds of years. And so Micah is that now. And so what I'm hearing from her is that and I kind of remember this now that we're talking about it. We give $2 to the state, $2 to the chapter. And then I know back in the day when we had the $1, we would give it to the nationals. Pam says that we haven't done that practice in quite a while because we stopped it a long time ago. I believe it. So here's what. Okay. Here's what we're going to do. We will look at the practice. We will look at our Constitution. The first vice president here, who was our treasurer for many, many years, myself and Micah, our current treasurer. And we're going to get back with you on what we have done. And then we're going to go ahead and bring it up in our January board meeting. And we're going to say, hey, here's the way it is from the state affiliate perspective. Do you guys want to do something different? And if there are some proposals to do something different, bring it at our January board meeting. Everybody good with that?
Mr. President, one other thing.
Lee?
I propose that I also be in on that. You guys, a second.
And you can be in on that. That's not a problem.
Okay.
We'll have the executive board on it. And Barb, you can be there to take notes. So it'll be the whole executive team. There we go. All right. All right, anybody else? Who was seeking the floor?
Rebecca.
No, I was just going to say that when I took a leadership seminar with our current national president, I just remember him saying that the chapters should have them as reasonable as possible. You don't want to make them too astronomical so that you can draw members in as much as possible. So like $5, the amount he mentioned was $5 is more than a reasonable amount to charge the members. So yeah. That's just something I remembered from the leadership seminar.
And I agree. And we've always tried to keep it low in order to make sure we get the members in, because trust me, you're going to spend more than $5 in this organization. Anyway, we don't want to hurt you getting in. We just want to hurt you once you're in. No, I'm just kidding. So anyway, but again, that is not left up to the state affiliate. If a chapter wants to start charge $25, you know, to join their chapter, then, you know, so be it. So be it. All right, we're moving on. Any other business on the chapter development? Okay, we're going to move. Did I leave anybody out? Nope, I got everybody, all the committees. So, old business. Is there any old business? No old business. Is there any new business? Any new business from the state board or anything? My new business is we're having a convention this weekend. And we're going to have a good time, and we're going to enjoy our national rep, and we're going to enjoy our guest, Kathy, and we're going to enjoy Nikki Pearl. If you guys need O&M around this hotel, we got a built-in O&M instructor to teach you guys, and we're just going to have a good time this weekend. If there's no further business, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
It's been moved. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been second. Everybody comes up when it's time to go.